Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? 6 minutes past the hour. That hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. To the strains of the Old Grey Whistle Test in the background. That's the theme song thereof. The song's actually called The Stone Fox Run. Ow. Headphones are kind of... There we go. New rule, kids. When you buy get new headphones, never let somebody else use them. Misshapen. Ah, there we are. So, are we all satisfied with the quality and caliber of our games here as we kicked off the NFL postseason? Yeah, me neither. We're going to get into that. My idiot Sunday sidekick, Cabby, nowhere to be found. He's the most irresponsible human being in the history of the planet. But we'll get to him a little bit later. Wherever you are right now, and there are very few places on this planet, by the way, where the weather is suitable. I know here in the Bay Area, we're getting anywhere between 4 and 12 inches of rain, depending on where you are. Santa Cruz Mountains, they have mudslides. They shut down ski resorts, which makes no sense to me. Because those 4 to 12 inches of rain turn into 4 to 10 feet of snow. I thought that's what they liked at ski resorts, but that's me. Yosemite National Park is closed down for avalanches or potential avalanche or avalanche eye. I don't even know what the plural of avalanche. Ah, disaster. Yes, that's the plural. Back on the East Coast, they got storms. I know in Jersey they got some snow. My sister was posting pictures on Facebook and Instagram, and I don't care because I haven't seen snow in years, and I never hope I never see it again, to be honest with you. Up in the upper Midwest, freezing your asses off, and there was no good football. I mean, really, how bad were these games? I mean, the Raiders in Houston may have been the most entertaining game, and they didn't have quarterbacks in either of those games. Anyway, we're going to get to that a little bit later. I'm sure I'm going to be hearing from Showtime in Kansas City. He thinks he has a chance now. Not as long as the New England Patriots are still in this, boys and girls. 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter, at Sports Overnight. If you like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of H-U-M-O-U-R. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, at TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. This is Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain Hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Get half off Pizza Hut, a pizza online for a limited time.
Right now, menu price pizzas from Pizza Hut are half off when you order online. Yes, you heard that right. 50%, 5-0. Original Pan Supreme, half off. Meat lovers, half off. Can't decide, still half off. But hurry, this New Year's deal won't last long. January 9th, to be exact. 50% off Pizza Hut pizza. Because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask click for this limited time offer. Menu price pizzas only. Online only. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't no bunny rabbit!
God, I love me some Daffy Duck. I also like Leo Sayer. It was before he went disco.
And all the wild men fix cigars, you got it, cause they're all laughing at me now.
By the way, Sports Overnight America, out here at Radio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Just so you know, my personal chauffeur and fashion consultant, Cabby, will no longer be on this radio program. Just to let you know, he has been terminated from Sports Overnight America. I can tell you we're all heartbroken by this. You know, I'm irresponsible, but he makes me look really, really good. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app. Like I said, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. We head out to the heartland, Lee's Summit, Missouri, basically Kansas City. Talk to a guy who I'm still not crazy about because he was dumb enough to vote for Donald Trump thinking, oh, I'm going to make America great again. America's fine. And if you think he's going to put money in your pocket, you're more delusional than Cabby is. Showtime, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, my brother, I just want to talk about the Chiefs, and it's going to be a steep hill climbing, especially at home with icy cold conditions against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Jerry, the last time the Steelers and the Chiefs played, the Steelers, they beat the Chiefs all over the field, my bro.
That was last. That was last.
About that.
That was the last time they played. That's why they play the games. That's why they don't say, well, you know what? Pittsburgh won the last game. Let's just give him this one. That's how, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And our defense is real stellar right now, Jerry Burton.
It's good. It's good. It's not stellar. It's good.
And Tyreek Hill, he's becoming a star. And, of course, your guy, Alex Smith. He's a good game manager. But the most important question right now in Kansas City is this, Jerry, is if Alex Smith is struggling and by halftime, if he's not getting it done, is Andy Reid going to pull the plug
Never.
And put in Nick Foles?
No chance. No, no, no kidding, but no chance. I don't think, you know, considering that Alex Smith was – this is why you have – Alex Smith never did a damn thing wrong in any postseason game he ever played in. The ones that he did lose weren't his fault. You consider, you know, the NFC title game a few years back against the Giants after that great divisional game against New Orleans. It was a couple of drop punts in overtime. That's what did the man. You know, Alex Smith was the lead, was the highest rated quarterback in the NFL when he got a concussion and was replaced by Colin Kaepernick. A mistake, a move that I think Jim Harbaugh to this day probably regrets. You know, I'm telling no, this no. Alex Smith is going to be fine. You know, the only thing, if you're Kansas City, you got to worry about Le'Veon Bell. You can't stop, I mean, nobody's able to stop this guy. And I don't think Kansas City, and, you know, icy cold Kansas City and icy cold Pittsburgh, ain't much of a difference between the two, my friend.
Right, right. No, I agree. The weather conditions, it's a fair play. But like you said, like, Alex Smith does have a good record. But, I mean, he's been beaten. His win-loss record is really great. But in the games that he has lost, it's been really bad. And one of the bad losses is against Pittsburgh. Jerry, the last time the Chiefs won a home playoff game was against the Pittsburgh Steelers when Joe Montana was the quarterback. Now, all I'm saying is, and I want my
okay, first off, first off, it's not going to – the game is the game on Saturday? Or, yeah, it's on Saturday, right?
Sunday at noon.
Sunday at noon. You want to talk about your icy cold Sunday at noon? It's going to be 35 degrees. It's not going to be that cold, man.
I'll trade you the cold weather for your rain right now. But what I'm saying
no,
is...
But no, No. You started this conversation with the icy conditions of Kansas City. It's going to be 35 degrees. That's not even cold enough to make ice, my friend.
Well, you know, Showtime Kansas City, I'm a prognosticator, and I've already been forward-thinking and looked to the weather conditions on Sunday, and we're calling for ice-cold rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow. I mean, it's going to be a tough game.
Your high, yes, it could be messy, but it's going to be 37 degrees. It's not going to be – the only thing that could be worse than the actual bitter cold, and I remember this, I think it was a 78 NFC title, AFC title game between Pittsburgh and Houston, where it was freezing rain. Now, what freezing rain is, everyone thinks freezing rain is ice particles falling from the sky. That is not freezing rain. Freezing rain is when rain falls from the sky and the surface it lands on freezes immediately, whether it be a goalpost, whether it be a street surface, a sidewalk. That is what freezing rain is. They played the AFC title game in 78 in freezing rain. Go YouTube that. You want to see guys that literally in 35-degree weather that were sloshing through 3 inches of slush, not snow, not rain, slush, on AstroTurf at Three Rivers Stadium. And to this day, Mel Blunt says it was the coldest he ever was in his life. Rocky Blyer, a Vietnam veteran, asked to be taken into the locker room. Dan Pastorini contracted hypothermia, was shivering uncontrollably on the bench. That, my friend, is freezing rain. What they have now with these manicured lawns, and they're no worse than golf greens right now, and all the equipment they had, things are a lot different. Do you know how bad the weather has to be for it to make any difference whatsoever in the NFL? It's not like back during the days of the Ice Bowl, or even the AFC title game back in 78, or back when the Vikings used to play on that rock-hard surface at Metropolitan Stadium. They are playing right now on manicured golf greens with heat coils underneath them, with this state-of-the-art equipment or this high-tech equipment, Under Armour or whatever. They don't get cold. You would have to be well below zero for it to have any kind of influence whatsoever. The balls are tackified. They have gloves where you can throw and catch. The only issues are if it's really, really – the only thing you really have no control over if you're an NFL, if it's really windy. That could be the only problems they have right now.
Jerry, I agree. I was thinking the wind. But you're talking to Showtime Kansas City, brother. And, yes, I was at the coldest game in Kansas City Chief history when Tyler Thigpen was the starting quarterback. Real horrible. The last year, Tony Gonzalez was in town, and we played the Miami Dolphins. You poured beer in the cup from the vendor, and the foam froze. And I had a front row seat because of my boss. But I'll tell you what, though, Jerry, this coming game is a big-time game because –
Well, for those – well, also, the one thing you have to keep in mind, you know, no matter how Kansas City's looking, Ben Roethlisberger was in a in a boot, what they call a leg boot, after the game. What – that question for you Pittsburgh fans out there. What was Ben Roethlisberger doing on the field with less than 7 minutes to play and throwing passes, by the way, when you're up by 18 points? What the hell were they thinking? And now he's in a leg boot. Something's not right with him.
Well, you know, Jerry, the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh is Todd Haley. And he likes to get crazy and do things out.
Well, you know what? You know what? If I'm the management or the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I take Mr. Haley and I throw him into the Monongahela River because he may have caused them a chance to make it to the AFC title game because you decided you were going to be clever and creative with an 18-point lead with 4 minutes to go.
Well, you know, Todd Haley did get fired in Kansas City, but I'm not afraid of Ben Roethlisberger. I'm afraid of the defense. I'm afraid of the receivers.
Here's a newsletter. Landry Jones, nothing against and his porn mustache. But you're going. I'm not like Landry Jones. My point is this: Ben Roethlisberger is not on the field. I'm not saying it's an easy go, but it's a lot better than if you had him that he wasn't on the field. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean, Jerry. But I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers—they're a really good football team. I mean, it's not a cupcake game right now. I mean, we're going to go against some stellar competition. And like I said, the last time we won a home playoff game was against the Pittsburgh Steelers when Joe Montana was the quarterback. I'm scared, Jerry, because if Alex Smith plays like he played against the Tennessee Titans or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we're not going to win the game. And the only thing I'm worried about is if Andy Reid doesn't pull the plug and take Alex Smith out of the game, because Nick Foles can get vertical. He throws the ball down the field, Jerry Burke. Alex Smith, he's a good game manager. Yes, he has a good win-loss ratio. But Nick Foles, he can get the ball going, the ball down the field. We got playmakers. Travis and ladies, man, and Kelsey, are you serious, Jerry? We got Travis, Kelsey, and we got Tyreek Hill. We got players that can make plays on the field. But we got to have a good quarterback.
You have a good quarterback. You have Alex Smith. You know, Nick Foles hasn't taken – trust me, you're better off than you have been over the last couple of years since you got Alex Smith. Hey, Showtime, we got to run, my friend.
Jerry, my friend, brother, thank you for the time. That's the ghoul of greatness right there, folks. That is the one and only Jerry Burke. I'm Showtime Kansas City. Thank you for the time. Salute the troops always. I'm out.
A little Pink Floyd in the background from The Wall, 1979. By the way, on this, the 82nd birthday of Elvis Presley. Also, the 82nd birthday of his twin brother, but you know he didn't have one, Jesse Garden Presley, who died at birth. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask.
You know, if this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was then back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You got to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No. Okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes, in the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
She was writing for people before you. And I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
that's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger
Waters
never did that.
Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band.
He wrote it all by himself.
She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody
else. Are you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No, really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga, and I'm telling you Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend. Did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay, maybe.
But you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's been 67.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. You want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her. Wait, hold on. You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like a modern day athlete to now doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over 1 million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about social.
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No.
You even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter.
No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even
my
know why
point,
I'm defending
no,
this girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a
no,
fan.
Chris.
I'm saying you know nothing about her. You're going to tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah? Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend. And
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga in some forms of, like, they do this stuff with PR and social media. She's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody.
I'm speaking
you're out of your mind.
I'm speaking
just
because
he did.
I'm speaking out of pure.
No.
That
no,
guy
no.
wrote "Who's Next?" for Christ's sake.
That has a.
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. I'm Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you right
okay,
now,
okay, I'm
Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and
okay.
that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend
no.
at 23 was what?
Was writing Tommy and who's
so
next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal.
Who knew who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
no,
was.
No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival, Chris.
That is a drug. In fact, is a drug
no,
concert.
No. Oh my God! I can't believe we're.
Wait.
Okay,
you're going to say right now
yes.
a person who is as popular as she is on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell
me? No, we're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got, because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age
Vanilla Ice
careers.
Sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented than
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga, at where she is.
And I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
And Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky. You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building, for God's sake. We'll go up there, and you get up there and you say, listen, let me ask you something. Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump.
You
think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend? As far as
Pete Townsend individually?
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles?
Pete Townsend, what has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey. What are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name. Not The Who and not what he did
he
with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on
she
his
was
name.
Born in 86.
I was, God almighty, I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care. She made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Wait, okay, so Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people? Oh man,
she did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own. What?
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own. She's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no. Okay, Chris, let me explain this to you.
No.
I'm going to explain it to you. Like I'm explaining
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look. We got to go to a break right
you
now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned?
I don't, you can, you,
she, what do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
By the time
the
they were
same age.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, it was her. She wasn't in a band.
It was her.
The
guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next. Well, Quadrophenia.
Okay, what did she write? What did she write?
Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance there may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you. You don't know anything about her.
But my point is...
No. Your point is you were just saying you were like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well,
I'd
admit
rather see
it. You know nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on. It was fascinating.
What a disaster!
Maybe this woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rap music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet.
Do
you even know who she is?
And we don't care who she is. Actually, that's not true. I'm sure Lady Gaga's a nice lady. I'm sure she is. I'm sure she has redeeming qualities. Really don't care what they are, to be honest with you. In any event, 1-800-878-7529. That is the number for those of you scoring at home, or more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are alone. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. By the way, Julie Bowen, call me back. I know she's a political conservative, but actually, I knew her before she hit it big. She's from Baltimore. I was living there when she was growing up, about the same age, I guess. Once again, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, this is Sports Overnight America.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Of course.
Clearly, the sex would be fabulous.
Hell yeah!
You're strong, you've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I can just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me.
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Oh, well, I'm Irish. That would... Ooh, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it in the road?
By the way, Cabby, if you don't dig the White Album, you're not a friend of mine.
It's the only one I like.
There you go. The ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. And you know what? There are a lot of women on this planet that are very happy that some of us can roll our R's. None of them have ever met me. Yesterday, yours truly, as I am wont to do once a month, I appear on Sirius and XM's channel 791. It's a premium channel for you cheap bastards out there. It is Vivid Radio. Now, a couple of months ago, I was on with Monique Alexander, sweetheart of a girl. Of course, last month I was on with Andy Cruz from our neck of the woods here in San Francisco. And yesterday I was on with a woman who I have a great deal of respect for, not just for her work in the adult industry, but for the work that she does outside of that, being on with Stern, of course, being on HBO. She is one of the funniest human beings I have ever met in my life, and she's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life, and she was nice enough to have me on her show. And boys and girls of all ages, it's time to have her on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Katie Morgan joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweet cheeks, how are ya?
Hello, how are you?
You know what? Rock hard, razor sharp. Only way to describe me right now, sweetheart. This is the highlight of my night. I have to deal with a guy over here who's built like John Goodman and nowhere near as good looking. So you are the cock of the walk, as they say. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Katie Morgan joins us here, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. First off, before anything, thank you so much for having me on your show yesterday. That was a lot of fun. You don't know a goddamn thing about baseball, do you?
Not a damn thing, no. That's why I brought Charlotte to help me. She's my baseball expert.
Yeah, no, what's Charlotte's last name again? You had her on. I went brain dead on that
Charlotte
one.
Charlotte Cross.
Right, and she's going to be up here in San Francisco. Like I said, she does some work with kink.com, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
A lot, yeah. She's up there all the time.
Well, I live right down the street from Kink. Cabby lives around the corner from Kink.com.
Like a block.
But I'm much better looking than he is, and I was going to take her out for a burrito. So you have my cell number. I texted you earlier, so make sure you give it to her for me. Would you please?
Wait, is that a euphemism, the burrito?
No, it's not. No, sweetheart, I'm Irish. I'm sorry.
Okay,
there's nothing I can do. Hey, yeah. There's no need to apologize. Katie Morgan, hey, listen, I have a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I do know a couple. First off, you grew up in Los Angeles or that area, correct?
I did. I'm like from the Valley.
You're from a Valley girl. But here's the thing. Being a Valley girl, you're not your typical Valley. You grew up in a fairly theological, religious house, and you were homeschooled, were you not?
Yes, very conservative.
Okay, now, and I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, basically with a bunch of, you know, not my parents, but I grew up in the Berkshires with the hippie movement in the 60s and everything. I was a little kid, but it led me to where I am today. Okay, I have another question. I'm trying to think what order to put them in. I should have written this down. Growing up in that atmosphere, obviously, if you grew up in a very conservative, religious household, sex isn't spoken of very much, and when it is spoken of, it's spoken of in a way where it is almost illegal. Is that basically how you grew up?
I mean, I wouldn't go quite that far. We just really didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, except for, like, of course it's supposed to be in marriage. That was really, it was less than that.
Right, after you got the rock on your finger. I understand that. So, I mean, you're growing up, you're in California, you're homeschooled, you're growing up in a conservative household. How old were you when you saw your first adult film? Well, not performed, but saw.
probably 18, 19 before I saw video. I would say I saw magazines around 18.
Really? See, that's, I mean, because there are women who get into the industry like 3 weeks after their 18th birthday, which means they've probably seen a couple of them before they turned 14. So what was it that got... And they said, look, there are people, I know people still, they think, you know, it's like a last-ditch effort to make a buck. And maybe back in the day it was, but now it's a legitimate career choice. There are seminars on how to get into the adult film industry. What was the turn? What point did you look at? I mean, for example, I've had Sika on with me, and she's a great lady, and she's one of the pioneers of this industry. And then, you know, you go back, there are people like her and Tracy Adams, who's from my neck of the woods in the Baltimore area. I know her kind of well. But there are people you look at, and you say, these are the people who led me to where I am today. And with Sika, she looked at adult films, and she goes, I can do better than that, and I can make more money than they can. What was it that got? What was it that attracted you? What was the first little flicker of light that said, you know what, this might be something I might be interested in? What happened?
It's funny that you say flicker of light, because it was really like that. It was like a light bulb going off. I was out on bail, and I was, you know, watching a lot of porn because I was bored. And then it occurred to me that was their job, and they were getting paid, and that was a hell of a lot better than my job.
And what was your job?
I managed a pet store.
Nice. So, wait a minute. Not only are you soft of spirit, but you're soft of soul. My God, it's a shame. You're married, and that's a shame, because you, to me, would be like the perfect woman. I am an animal junkie. I love them, and I also like adult films. So
there you go. We have both of those things in common.
There you go. Okay, so... Obviously, I mean, growing up in the Valley, I don't care if you live in a cave in the Valley, you do know where the films are being done, and you know how to get a hold of an agent. That's pretty common. It's like in San Francisco. You know where the gay bars are, whether you're gay or not. You know where they're at.
I mean, I didn't actually know how to go about it, but my attorney, because I was out on bail, had defended another porn star, and I stole her phone number from his Rolodex. He was kind of old.
Okay, if you don't mind my asking, and you do not have to answer this question, what were you out on bail for?
Oh, yeah, I had 100 pounds of weed in Mexico. Oops.
What?
Yeah, bad choice. I'm a federal felon.
In the car? What year was that? Just a
no,
ballpark.
Just let it go.
I used to drive a cab on the border.
Yeah, we can Google that. But you know what? I like to go into interviews not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. That way I can actually sound surprised when I find out that I'm dealing with a felon.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mike. Katie Morgan joins us, adult film star. And you know what? I love your work with HBO. We'll get to that in a second. But okay, so you steal a phone number from your attorney's Rolodex. I'm sure he was thrilled about that. The whole thing with client privilege. Take me forward. Okay, whose number was it that you stole? If you don't mind my asking.
Lola.
Oh, nice. Yeah, if you're going to steal a number, that's a good number to steal. So you make a phone call and you say, hi, I'm Katie. I want to get into the adult film industry.
I called her. I said, hey, you don't know me, but we have a friend in common, and I heard you were in the industry, and how do I go about getting in? And she told me. She said, get an agent. She said, work for these people. She said, don't do anything you're not comfortable doing. And I followed all of her rules, and here I am now.
Okay.
Many years later.
Okay. Well, a couple of questions I have for that. Once you get into the industry, first off, you know, I know in Hollywood, I had an agent. I'm not a big fan of them. I do a lot of voiceover work, but you know, it's tough. I mean, to get an agent, you have to have a resume. But to have a resume, you have to have an agent. It's like the ultimate catch-22.
Not in porn.
Not in the adult film industry. Okay, I was just checking on that. Okay, so go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say all you need is boobs and an interest in being in.
Yeah, and a healthy attitude. so you get into the industry. Now, let me ask you, once you got in there, because you actually excelled to you became successful. I won't say really quick, but you know, in a fairly short amount of time, given the fact that it's an industry with a short lifespan in it. But what was the first? On a positive and on a negative sense, what were the two things that surprised you most about once you got your foot in the door in the industry? What surprised you the most, and in a good way, what surprised you most in a negative way about the actual process of shooting an adult film?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the only thing that surprised me in a positive way was that it was so easy and so fun.
Yeah, you look like you're having a terrible time when you're out there, Katie. You really do. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's such a good time. As far as negative, really nothing. Although I was surprised to find out how long it can take to make an adult movie.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Super easy. No, it takes time. It's a real movie.
I had a friend of mine a long, long time ago, Dr. Dwight Buckelkamp. He was actually an on-staff or on-call gynecologist, and I can't remember if it was for, it wasn't for Vivid, but it was one of the bigger names back in the 80s, a guy I went to college with. And he called me, we went to see him in Los Angeles. This was like 1999, I was living here. And there was a shoot down in Marina Del Rey or Van Nuys or something. He goes, I need a boom operator, boom mic. And this is back before, you know, digital and everything. And Nina Hartley was in it. And Nina's a sweetheart. She's from up here in San Francisco.
I love her.
She's a sweetheart of a person. And she afterwards, I was just standing there and she said, pretty much the most unsexy thing you've ever seen in your life, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, this is actual goddamn work.
Yep, it is work. Although, you know, it's sexy fun work when you're not holding the boom mic.
No, exactly. Yeah, I had the glamour job. I didn't even get to look through a camera. I had to look at the little meter down there to make sure that your levels were fine. Have you ever... yeah, exactly. Okay, now here's the other question I had, and I've asked this from other people. Anything in the entertainment industry, even what I do, there are trappings. And I understand. And it's very easy, especially at a young age, and especially if you get successful at a young age. Now, I'm just going to use, like, I'll correlate it with me. I was 25 when I got my first major market job. I got lucky. This was back in the East Coast in Baltimore. And, of course, when you make it to the level, first off, you're 25 and you're thinking you're God. And secondly,
right, yeah,
you're making more money than you ever thought that anyone could make in this industry, which is not a lot. But then when you get in major markets, you do. And there are a lot of trappings out there where you can just basically cut yourself off at the knees and be out of your chosen field in a very short amount of time, or in certain instances, kill yourself. How did you end up avoiding those trappings? Because it's a very easy thing to fall into, especially at a young age. How did you do that? Was it just something that you had internally, or was it just something you had to force yourself to do?
I don't know. I've always just had a really good work ethic, so I just sort of applied that to the adult industry. Just, you know, do a good job, right. Be happy at work, and it took me an awfully long way.
Well, when I speak of trappings, I mean when you hit a big in an industry, in any industry, there are a lot of people that want to kind of be in with you. Now, whether they're a part of the industry or not, this to be associated with you or with me or with somebody who's in sports or a movie actor or something like that, they'll do anything to rub elbows with you. They'll lay some lines on you. They'll pop something in your pocket. They'll give you a phone number to get a hold of somebody. And it's really easy to start falling into really bad habits. Was it just the work ethic that you said, this is my job, I'm not going to fall into that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of bad habits, It depends on what you mean by.
Well, I have okay. Truthfully, you're not doing lines off some girl's tits, okay?
Oh God, no.
That's what I'm talking about.
No,
yeah,
that's not me.
Right.
No, I like to be nice and in control of myself. And
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Been that way.
I mean, there are people. Amber Lynn was a perfect example. I mean, this is a woman who was huge back in the 80s, but this is a woman who also, during takes, you know, used to take hits off a crack pipe until she got her act straightened out, and she's doing very well for herself now. But this is a woman who had she had no problems or no introduction to drugs until she got into the industry, and someone said, here, try this. And it's very easy to fall into that. Savannah got into problems like that. There are a lot of people in the industry that fell into that. How did you avoid it?
I listened to Nancy Reagan. She said, just say no. She scared the crap out of me as a child.
So
I believed her.
All right, that's fair enough. Hey, Katie, listen. Okay, where are you? You're on your way back to Los Angeles right now. Are you not?
No, actually, I just arrived in Portland. I've got a family wedding up here this week.
Really? Now, that's my other question. Like I said, conservative, Christian, religious family, Southern California. You're working at a pet store. You walk into your parents' place one day and you say, Mom and Dad, I'm going to be making a living with my toes pointed up at the ceiling in certain instances, sometimes on my side, back, or on my knees. How did they take this?
That never happened. No, I was in the industry 7 years before they found out.
What?
Oh.
I couldn't keep my...
I know a lot of kink.com people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really? 7 years? How is that possible?
Well, that's part of the whole conservative thing. If they just didn't watch TV, they certainly aren't around the industry.
Right, and they don't know people who watch adult films, I assume. If that's their friends, they're probably in the same...
No, of course not.
Okay, and if you don't mind my asking, their response once it was brought up?
They weren't very happy. It took a couple of years for them to get over that whole idea.
Did you explain?
But, you know, again, that was many years ago at this point.
Okay, real quick, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. How did you get involved with HBO? Because I'll be honest with you, you do a fantastic... I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen 2 of your adult films. I watch you on HBO all the time, though. I think you're fantastic. You're funny as hell, and you're... I got news for you. You're with or without clothes on, you are wildly entertaining. How did you get involved with HBO?
Oh, I actually met them at a talent call for a movie that was being shot way back in the day when they were doing Pornucopia.
Right, great show.
And yeah, and that's how I met them. They shot me on that, and then they came back and we did Porn 101, and then they signed me to a contract, and I was with them for 9 years.
Wow, you did a fantastic job with them. Listen, this is your chance to shamelessly pimp yourself out to people who are basically getting off on themselves right now in their mother's basements, given the hour of the night. What are you up to lately? Are you going to be in San Francisco anytime soon?
I am. I'm going to be dancing at the New Century Theater here coming up pretty quick.
That's where I buy my weed from.
That's where we hang out.
I don't go to the club, but that's where my weed club is. My pot club's right around the corner from there.
That's supposed to be the best in the city.
Yeah. Yay. When are you going to be?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Please. When are you going to be at the New Century?
I'm going to be there the 15th and 16th of July.
Ooh. Well, listen, Katie. I that text you got that said, "Hi, it's me." That's me. When you get into town and it said, This is nothing more than, hey, I get to buy dinner to Katie, for Katie Morgan. When you get into town for those couple of days, our studios are up here in North Beach, which is like the Little Italy of the West Coast. Dinner on me,
right,
man. Dinner on me when you're in town if
all
you want.
All right.
Listen.
I'll take you up on it.
Katie, hang on the line for 1 second. I'm gonna make sure I say goodbye to you in a proper sort of way when we get off the air. But listen, I want to thank you so much for allowing me on your show yesterday, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me tonight. This has been a genuine thrill for me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you bet, Katie. Hang on the line, please. Katie Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star extraordinaire, HBO's Pornucopia, and an all-around good egg. She'll be in San Francisco at the New Century, right up the street from us here. Coming up on July 16th, 15th, and 16th, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You despise me, don't you?
Well, if I gave you any thought, I probably would.
Our thanks to Katie Morgan as well as Chris Townsend from 95.7 The Game. Just so you know, kids, it was Pittsburgh 30-12 over Miami. Green Bay 38-13 over the Giants in the Steeler game. I hate to be the one to tell you this. Ben Roethlisberger in a walking boot. Not looking too good, kids. News next with those idiots at the USA Network. Fred Wallen from Sports Overnight a Weekend, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition up next with yours truly. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.